Parshas Vayechi, you have the brachas that, besides the brachas that Yaakov gave to the Shvatim, you have the special brachas that he gave to Ephraim and Menashe, and possibly to Yosef. So it says the Loshen goes Vayvorachas Yosef. Yaakov Avinu was Vach Yosef. Vayoyma he said, Harloikim Hashes Halcha Avoyz Elefonov Avram Yitzchok Harloikim Haroya Isi Me'oid Ariyem Azeh. So he's addressing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the others walked before him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept me Me'oid Ariyem Azeh. HaMalach HaGoyle Isi Mikol Roy Yivarach HaSarom Yikom Yishim Yishim Voysai Avram Yitzchok Vidvilori Bekarvaretz. So the first thing in Pshat, it's hard to understand. He's supposed to give Yosef a bracha here. It says Vayvarches Yosef, and instead the Eisfir bracha is a bracha to the children. So there's Shainim say different Pshatim. Some say that for whatever reason he skipped Yosef. Some say, and most of them say, I think Rashbam and others, that the Birchas Habonim is the Birchas Avos. In other words, somehow the two brachas are one bracha. That Yosef's bracha is, that the bracha of the children is Yosef's bracha. So you have to understand a little bit what that means. The Marshal, when he gives a bracha to Yosef, he didn't bench the children of when he gives a bracha to Ephraim and Asher, he wasn't mevarach their children, but rather it was all directly. When he gave the Shvatim brachas, he gave them, you know, each one, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on. And by Yosef, he somehow says that it goes straight to the children. Maybe it was Shvatim, but when he was about the Shvatim, Yosef went. The Nusach that he says over here, Haloikim Hashes Halcha Voisei Lefanov, Haroya Oisi Me'ida Yemazer. So, the second part, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kept me all the time, and so on, that Nusach, it sort of makes sense. I was like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kept me and guarded me, and there was a Malach that kept me Mikol Ro, so he should continue to watch over you. That's fine, that I understand. But the Akdama that the Hashem's Halcha Voisei Lefanov, so we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that protected them and so on, but rather it's the God that they worshipped, and then Alekim Aroya Oisi Moida Yemazeh. So the Hakdama for the bracha is also interesting. The end of the bracha when he says V'Yikarvem Shmi V'Shem Avoisa Avram V'Yitzchok. So he's saying over here that that the bracha is that V'Yikarvem Shmi V'Shem Avoisa Avram V'Yitzchok. What exactly is that bracha? V'yikarvem shmi v'shem avoyis Avram v'yitzchok. So Ramban says that it should always be nikkur that they're children of Avram and Yitzchok and Yaakov. That is the bracha in her. It's also a very unusual nusach for a bracha here. So you have a few. The bracha here seems to veer from the normal bracha where v'yitzchok halakim et halashmayim eshmanei oretz. Or the Nusach later on, when each one, L'choif Yam Yishkoin, L'choif Aniyois, and so on. The bracha here seems to be a very different type of bracha, and we need to understand a little bit the Teichen and Oimek of the bracha here. It seems to be the most central bracha, because later on we say that Chlal Yisrael will be Nizbarech from the brachas of Ephraim and Asher. Simchol Kim Ephraim and Asher is going back Hashtas to these brachas, the brachas of Amalach HaGoyel that he gave them. This is what he is continuing doing with them. Also, like to understand a little bit the word Amalach HaGoyel. So we're trying to speak about the problem of addressing Amalach. Everybody says Chas Hashem didn't address Amalach, but he was asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send the Malach along that was Golos Mikol Ra and so on. Usually the brachas are direct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me bracha. The incorporating a malach in a bracha is unusual. And it's not, you know, when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that he wanted to send a malach, they resisted it. It's we always want from Yad Hashem. So the Malach HaGoylus in Yikol Roh is interesting here. Even if it means, like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Malach to be Goyal Mi'as Tzara, he should send him here also. There's another inyan here in the parasha that before we got the other inyan, I wanted one nekuda. The surah of bracha that we have in tefillah is a lekeinu v'lekei aviseinu. It's a very strange nusach. Constantly a lekeinu v'lekei aviseinu. We're addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, I mean, lehavdol havdolus. When you call up someone for an aliyah, and you call up Yaakov, and you don't know who Yaakov is, you say Yaakov ben David. So we know who it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has a name. Havaya. Noichi Hashem Lekecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is, there's a name that we address him with. The introduction of Alekeinu v'Alekei Aviseinu as a Nusach, it's not only a Nusach in bits and pieces of Bracha. Shemoneh Esra was, which is the Tefillah, is Miyusid in Alekeinu v'Alekei Aviseinu, and Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzhak, Alekei Yaakov, and so on. We always will refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those terms. And it's something that needs Havana. What exactly, why is it that we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Alekei Avos? Doesn't need, Mela, you can say like the first times when the Avos spoke, when Moshe, before he had the full Gilui, so he has to be Mesiachis to Avos, because that's really the Hasag and Tfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We seem to have a much bigger Hasag, a much bigger Tfis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that Hasag and what's that Tfis? There's a Chazal over here, there's a Gemara in Psachim. It says that in the parasha here by Yaakov, when he gave the brachas, so he was kindness all of his children. He saw the Shekhinah was mistalik, and he said Shem Yishmachem Sul, and they said Yishma Yisrael. They're speaking to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael, Keshem Sheim Libchalechot Kachem Libenu Echot. So Hashem Aken Shem Echot, and he answered Baruch Shem Kod Machusay. That's the Gemara in Psachim, and that's how the Gemara explains Baruch Shem Kod Machusay. That's where it's from. It's Yaakov Avinu replying to the children. The Rambam brings this Gemara, but the Rambam brings it in a way that's mamish to halacha. The Rambam is Kriya Shema. The Rambam is listing the halachas of Kriya Shema. He says, "Pamayim b'chol yom yilein Kriya Shema." What is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Sholosh Parshiyos, and the reason why we have this order is because Yichud Hashem is important, and then Vayim Shemoya and Tzitzis. That's the Seder, like the Gemara says. And then he explains in Halacha Gimel, you know, why we say Tzitzis even B'yayim, because of Laman Tizkar, fine. So that's what Kriya Shema is. But he hasn't finished describing what Kriya Shema is. Now he says, HaKayri Kriya Shema, K'shegayim HaPasek Rishna, Eim B'Balach HaShpor Shein K'lo Chusay Lo'ilom Vo'ed. V'choyze V'Kari K'dar K'lasver V'kecha. That Kriya Shema, Mitzad Hilchus Kriya Shema, is, we lane Kriya Shema, and we say Baruch Shein K'lo Chusay. V'loma K'ayrin Kein, why? The parish is the parish where it says in the Torah. So he says, "Mesiris ibiyodenu, shebishor shekibetz Yaakov Avinu, esponim Mitzrayim shas misasoi, tzivom vezirzom al yichud Hashem, val derech Hashem sheholach ba'avrom v'yitzak aviv." So first of all, it says he was mitzave them on yichud Hashem. Okay, that we know. That's the medrash. It's a Gemara. Valderech Hashem Shaholach Ba'Avrom VeYitzchak Aviv. It's not a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara says Shemishchem Psul B'Libchem. It doesn't say it. Shemishchem Levavchem Achloikes. The things that it says in the Gemara is not, this sentence is not included. Tzivam VeZirzam LaYichud Hashem is an accurate rendition of the Gemara. He said, maybe there's a Shem that's Psul, which is a Tziva Vizir Seich Hashem, and Shema Yisrael is the answer to Yichud Hashem, okay? The al derech Hashem sholach b'Avram v'Yitzhak Aviv, about keeping mitzvahs or whatever it is, that's not something that we, says the Gemara, it says Chazal, why is he sticking it in? And we're talking here about, he has a Mesoris, and the Mesoris is only in the Chazal, and he's sticking another piece here. What's that piece? V'sholaysa. V'omlem b'ni shem yishbacham p'soilas, misha'ina oimid b'yichud b'adayna lamim, kiyin shama moishe p'yishbacham isha isha v'chulu. So this is again the Gemara. Kloima, Shema mimenu avinu Yisrael. Listen, Yaakov, Hashem alakin Hashem echad. Now, it's the correct pirush hamilim in the pasuk. Shema Yisrael, like it says, is Yisrael Avinu, Yisrael Sava. But what kind of strange lashon is it? I mean, it just in the field of Sukkim. If somebody asks him, he asks them, what do you believe? They should answer, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You know, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They should also be machriz, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, I mean, he was listening to them. He was talking to them. What's the point of addressing Yaakov? I mean, he's asking them a question, and you know, the addressing is always when you're not talking with somebody. Vayikra Shalom Moshe. Moshe was doing whatever he was doing. Hashem says, Moshe, I need to talk to you. So if they weren't talking to Yaakov Avinu, if he wasn't asking them a question, then you start with Shema Yisrael. You start with a certain addressing to the person you're talking to. But this is, he's asking them a question. So they should have said, Shema Hashem Echad. And according to that pasuk, according to that interpretation, that's what it means forever. We say, Shema Yisrael to Yaakov Avinu. It says, Pasach hazokein ve'onobar shem kvoid machutz olalam v'ed. So the zokein, the old man, answered, Baruch Hashem kvoid machutz olalam v'ed. Where did he get the Lashon Zokin from? It's interesting. But that call, when the Rambam is bringing Chazal, he brings Chazal pretty much Kol Shein. I mean, he should have said, Pasach Yisrael, Yaakov, Vama, Lashon Kvod Salam Vet. Fine. Lefikach Nogu Kol Yisrael, Leima Shvach Shashir Yisrael Zokin, Acha Pasach Zer. Now, there's a second half to the Chazal. The second half is that they weren't sure if to say it out loud or to say it quietly. They weren't sure how to do it because Moshe didn't say it. Yaakov did say it, so we say it belechisha to sort of satisfy both, which in itself needs a beer and something we want to talk about a little bit. But the Rambam doesn't bring that half, and I understand why the Rambam doesn't bring that half. The Rambam here is not—it's not al seder atfilah, kinderlach, take out your tzitzis before Krishma and don't look around, do this and that. The Rambam is looking at it from a halachic point of view. So from a halachic point of view, the saying it belechisha is a minig Yisrael that it's not part of, it's wrong to list it as ikrei dinei kriyashma. It belongs as a footnote someplace else that, by the way, there's a beautiful minig to say, Baruch Hashem Lo Ved, belechisha. But it's not me ikrei dinei kriyashma. The Rambam is talking about what is kriyashma. He says three parashas and Baruch Hashem Kodachos Lo Ved. And you ask me, it doesn't say it in the Torah. Here it is. So it's B'tarash HaBalpeh, B'tarash. This is Me'ikr in Yonei. The Lechisha part of it is something that is kind of, it's sort of a Minhag Yisrael. It's a Noagu, and that's wonderful, and it's listed in Minhag Yisrael, not in Hilchis Krishna Perek Aleph. But if so, so how do we split the Chazal? So what's the first half? This first half means that the Hagdara of Kriyashma in Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy goes together mitzad Ikri in Yonei Kriyashma. It's not just a beautiful Maseiros to remember us Yaakov Avinu in an extraordinary moment with his children. It's not a Minhag Yisrael, it's Me'ikri Dinei Kriyashma, because the Rambam is troubled. To say it B'lechisha as a minig is nice, and you can say it loud, say B'lechisha, those are nice Minhagim. But to put in a piece, this, you're talking about a mitzvah esi d'oraisa, that the words are numbered. You don't want to add things that don't belong there because it's extraneous. It's ruining the pshat. So the Rambam was explaining that this is taka something that falls in me'ikadine kriyashma. I see some saying, for instance, Boshem Kod Rusa, it's an aniyah to a bracha. We've spoken many times Shabbos morning about it, that it's a din in aniyah, just like you have omen is an appropriate aniyah to brachas. This is Rabbi Nir. I want to try to look at it a little bit of a different angle. So let's be misbrainin a little bit in our sense of the hair and sense of the Rebbein Shalom. There's one way of contrasting Avodah Zarah and Amunah, in that Avodah Zarah is physical and oriented on the physical expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch himself. So Eitz and Evan, or better a little bit, Shemayim and Levana, Yareach and Shemesh, which are Pe'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Po'olei Emes, Shepolosim Emes, those are inyanim that are those are great inyanim that the Avodah Zarah fixate on the physical manifestation of it, on the Shemesh and the Reach. We see behind it and see it as a Pe'ulos Hashem. So one way of distinguishing, contrasting in a meaningful way between Emunas Emes and Emunas Avodah Zarah is the looking, seeing the physical the physical deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stopping at that, and that's Avodah Zarah, versus seeing the Sheirish and the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim. That's one way of, one Indian of Avodah Zarah. It's a very primitive Indian of Avodah Zarah. There's a second Indian of Avodah Zarah which is deeper, and that is what the Maral calls many times shnios. Shnios is the fact that there are many aspects to the world, and we can't really, we don't do justice unless we see it as very different and distinct. That's shnios. There was an Avodah Zarah, and the truth is quite a few have it in them, that they distinguish between the God of light and the God of darkness. There is such a Avodah Zarah. And in a more subtle way, the Christians who believe in a shnios of the shlishios of their soul, which is the same as shnios, not to make a difference, also have a very strong sense of the kingdom of bad and the devil versus the good and so on. The sense is that at some point there's no way to put in one circle Hitler and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's two different. One is good, one is ultimate good, one is ultimate bad, and I can't be oimid that there's a single Sheirish. That's called Shniois. The fact of that there's diversity in the world, the fact that there are many different things, and the Maral we saw in their mitzvah, we wondered about it. The Maral says that dafke in the shinuyim, in the fact that there's a ribui, you makir the echad b'shem. We speak about the dalet umas. We saw about it. The fact is ribui is hefech of echad. So when we say Hashem is echad, we want to contrast it with ribui. And the truth is, even though the Rambam explains that Hashem's achdus and Hashem's unity and Hashem's incorporeality are corollaries, and one can be proven from the other, but psychologically, mentally, these are two different inyanim. The primitive sense is a physical God, and that's the corporeality that we speak about Kadosh Baruch as being B'li Soif, Ein Soif. And then there is the Deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Deher of the Emes of the world as being Ribui versus the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even today, if a person has an ear to hear a modern person's criticism of religion and religious people is, you're wonderful people, but you're very simplistic. The world is a lot more complex than you imagine, and there is no answer that takes in the full complexity. That's the Abardas's counter to religion is today that's the argument. In other words, the Rebbe in the world defies the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look. Let's think a second. Let's imagine the following scenario. A person is in a castle and with a whole, you know, a whole fiefdom of sorts, and there's an enemy with a big battering ram, and they're breaking down the castle. So there are hundreds of soldiers, thousands of soldiers pushing a battering ram, and there are thousands of soldiers shooting arrows, and others are lighting fires. A huge scene of thousands of soldiers, all of them battering down the thing, so on and so forth. So it's very clear. It's one army focused on one thing to break through a castle, and there are 100 different bullets and the arrows and the stuff going on to break through. Let's say there's a war going on, and I'm observing what's happening in the capital of the country, and I know nothing. There's this activity, that activity, other activity, all sorts of things are going on. And slowly I begin to realize that, hey, he's setting up something here, he's communicating with him, he's doing that, he's doing the other thing, and I slowly begin to realize that all of these seemingly innocent pieces, it's part of a spy ring, let's say, something of that nature. From the ribui of different elements, I'm oimid on an achdus. Hey, it's one plan, and it's one person planning and plotting and moving so many pieces skillfully. And adarabba, if I wouldn't have had so many details, if I see somebody standing by a bridge, looking out, doing nothing, I wouldn't say anything. But then, after he leaves, a quarter of an hour later, somebody walks by and he looks for something, and he picks up something. So it's the two different activities that say, hey, what's going on over there? And then 3 days later, I hear that something, the bridge was blown up, or whatever it was. Then I begin to realize, in Mikoyach having the full ribui, that's when the oneness of the Mais and Asur becomes Nisgala. So we have an Achdus that comes about from a simple snapshot. I see one thing. And then there's an Achdus that comes from the Ribui. And from the Shinuyim, from the various different things that are happening, from in the full diversity of it, I begin to pick up the Echad. Just like if I want to define what's a human being, I need to see people of all races and all countries and all times and say, these are the common points. And this is how they express themselves. And somebody, when somebody is studying genetics, he wants to figure out the human genome, so he says to himself, well, they're all the different colors of hairs, but they range in the following range. So there must be one type of chemical that, depending on its makeup, composition, level, whatever it is, produces different colors, or sizes, or whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the big picture, the diversity lies more than in a flat picture in the tachlufos of zmanim. Mishana se'itim u'machlif as zmanim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps changing the world. The change that we perceive in the Bria is not the flat diversity, that's a small diversity, but in time it carries itself change by definition, because time is the measure of change, and therefore that is the shinui. Mishana se'itim, machlif zmanim, that's where we have the diversity of the Bria. Tekuf is like this, Tekuf is like this, Tekuf is like that. Whenever I want to make a point about people, somebody will come and say, well, 200 years ago, it's not like that. So obviously it's not right. 1,000 years ago, it was not like that. The ultimate in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the Shinuyim in the Bria comes out of Zman, because that's the Bria of Zman. How does Klal Yisrael deal with that? And the answer is through the understanding of the Hemshech of that from Avram Avinu till the very end of the Deiris is one line, and all the different Shinuyim I perceive as a development of that line to get to something. If each door was to be taken as a separate unit, unrelated to the other door, then there's nothing. Then each one is a separate entity. There's a fascinating Indian Lashon Kodesh. I want you to see the oimik of why it's called Lashon Kodesh. The word for a grandchild. In Tanakh, there are two words for a grandchild. One is Neched. The word Nin, most learned, means a son, actually. In the modern Hebrew, means a great-grandson. Some Mefarshim learn it means a grandson. But Neched, for sure, means a grandson. And Bnei Banav, Ben Banim. And three times is in Tanakh, the word Neched is used. And all three times about Goyim. Avimelech, Leninin Nechti, by Bavel, Sheva Sheir is Ninve Neched, and Eov. Those are the three times the word Nech is used. B'nei Banim is used a few times by Klal Yisrael. Mihai. It's cumbersome. Why would you use, you know, when somebody tells you, who's this to you? And you say, it's my son, he says, a great-grandson. Why the cumbersome? And another thing interesting, Rashi says about Avimelech, in the Nini Lenechti, it says over there that Ad Kan Rachme Oval Aben, only three generations. I don't understand something. We stand there with responsible service hundreds of generations later. 200 generations, whatever it is, 50 and 70 generations. We still go with it. The answer is like this: by Umis Ha'olam, every door is perceived as its own entity. Just like there's not a nation of all Umis, there's not the father to the son to the grandson are biological realities. A nechet is a physical description of whose union caused which child to be born, and a necher is the third one, and b'meila, that's what it is. So it's its own mitzias, and ad kan lechalban. How much, you know? I mean, it's like just like a fourth cousin. You don't have any special feelings for. This is my fourth cousin. It's like a brother to me. Why is it like a brother to you? Fourth cousin is nothing. A fourth generation is a fourth generation. It's fine. But Klal Yisrael sees it as B'nai Banim. Klal Yisrael sees that it's one Hemshech because Klal Yisrael is meaningful only in that Hemshech. What the Hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael is in the Mahalach of Banim and B'nai Banim and B'nai Banim and Ad Sof Kol Olam. That's Klal Yisrael, and all the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expressed to Klal Yisrael, all the avtochas have meaning only when you see it that way. The Gemara says, "Nara yisi gamza panti." Gemara Yivam, so loisi tzadik nezav. I've been young and old. I've never seen a tzadik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu discarded, let go of, didn't hold on to. Someone says, "Who said that pasuk?" David HaMelech, he's too young. He's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Zikna. So it says the Malach, Matatran, the Malach of the world. In other words, only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayochel, there's no Be'etzim, there's no distinction. But when you take the Deiris from beginning to the Seif, and you see the various Treves and hashgachas with a tzaddik, then you can say that pasuk meaningfully. If you see a segment of one door like David HaMelech, you can't say it because it's not true. There were doors when, if you take a slice of it, you see tzaddik is gone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no musig of what was and what will be, and so on. Only in the world of being makif the entirety of the Bria, which is from Avram to Melech HaMashiach, which is the Malach of the world, Metatron, that's the only place where it has meaning. So let's go back and understand the whole parasha together. Yaakov Avinu is giving over to his children not only the tfisa of the emes, but the hemshech from Avis. And that's what the Rambam says. He was giving over the derech of Avram and Yitzchak because the meaning, the Klal Yisrael's avoid is meaningful. As a lekeinu v'lekei avoseinu, it's meaningful because Klal Yisrael in its tzura, when we say a lekeinu, we don't just mean a lekeinu of all of Klal Yisrael, we mean a lekeinu v'lekei avoseinu, because that's us. Us is the Doris that came, the Doris that fought, the Dor Hashmad, and the Dor of Odeya. And every single Dor is the Shir Koyim of Klal Yisrael. When a person says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, so the Achdus that we're talking about, there's two Achdus. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a moment of utter clarity, of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, where it was nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zafzifakali Meira. That's a snapshot of pure clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there is nothing else. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu saw a hemshech of Klal Yisrael from good times and bad times and bitter times and times of total hester and times of total gilui, and he put it together. That's the achdus that we're shaykh to. Our kriyashma, that's what the Rambam says. The Gemara, if we insert Baruch Shein Kod Malchus Olam Ved, then the kriyashma is not the kriyashma of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's the kriyashma of Yaakov Avinu. Because we needed a moment of total clarity. And that's what Moshe gave us. But the maisa of being meyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the maisa of being meyachid from beginning to soif. And that's the bracha that he gave to Yosef, to the children. In other words, that starts with Avos. It starts with the Avos and continues on through the entirety of Yaakov's life, which was a very difficult life. And it's being mamshich to Yosef. And Yosef's children are Yosef. He didn't give a separate bracha. That's what they're trying to mean. That a bracha to the Bnei Banim is a bracha to the Avos, because he's telling him, I'm the culmination of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and your children's children are the culmination of where we're going to. The bracha is chal on the entirety of it. And the Yikarevem Shmi V'Shem Avosai is the bracha of Klal Yisrael, that I see in him the realization of Avram, the realization of Yitzchak, the realization of Yaakov. That's what Avos is. I want first of all one nekuda that I find so irksome and bothersome, and there's a trend to speak about others as if they would be your next door neighbor or worse, and when people claim to be shomer Torah mitzvahs talk about others, I always say, I always wonder, like, if the others are so bad, why don't they talk about me? I'm much better than the way the others are described. I'm a decent person. I don't do terrible things. Why didn't they talk about me? The whole metzias of it. But I want to understand. It's missing the boat. It's when you talk about achdus of Klal Yisrael. Yes, you talk about the achdus of all that exists, but you talk about the achdus of Klal Yisrael me roish kol adoris at sof kol adoris. Klal Yisrael is from Avram till when David Malkus HaMashiach comes back and brings back the last of Klal Yisrael. It's Kair Adoris Mirosh is what we are. We are Yisrael because we are a next Shlav in Avram's development and Yitzchak and Yaakov and so on. The Bracha of Klal Yisrael is a Bikar V'Shmi V'Shem Avosai. the Rambam's Lashna Zohav, Oisei Zokin, in other words, their forebearer, they told Oisei Zokin, Geshem Shein Belibcha, they didn't say, well, listen, we're Maminim, what do you want from us? They said, they tied themselves to Yaakov, and they said, we are the Hemshech of your understandings and your beliefs. Somebody wants to remark that, you know, by Umas Ha'ilim, the word Nachas doesn't exist. Because if my son did, perhaps it's sort of biological connection, and it's nice and happy for him, but it's not a realization of me. It's not, the Nachas Ruach means, this is what, I got up to point A, and he's going to get up to point B, and Be'ez Hashem, his children will go to C, and someplace there will be a child of a child that will have built on top of that, and he'll have gotten to the end line. But that's Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, the Hezak Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you were to look just at the Tekufa of the Holocaust, where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu? But if you see 2 days later, where all that the previous stars had tried to put in all of a sudden sprout out again, then we see, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spans everything. There's no lack of tkufis and klausel when you can take a slice, a cross cut, and say, where, what ashkach, when ashkach. But when you take a casket, when you take a long look at it, you say, wow, through this, and through this, and through this, and through this, that's what you see. You dehera Kodesh Baruch Hu's achdus dafka from the Mishana Esayit Temach Zazmanim. And that's the dehera that we have to bring out from it. It's true in the big picture. It's true in understanding what Klal Yisrael is. When we ask ourselves, why isn't his voice in Klal Yisrael considered as part of Klal? Why do we look at this person with Rachmanis rather than an equal vote? The answer is Klal Yisrael starts with Avram. And anything that's a Hemshech of Avram, Yitzchak, of Yaakov, in all the diversity of Yud Beis Shvatim, is mitzarevtim. Anything, any voice that's not that, is waiting to be mitzarev. But Basher Husham, somebody that doesn't inherit the child of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, is not there yet. He's not mitzarev to the Koyma, because the Koyma is four-dimensional. Not two-dimensional, not three-dimensional even. It's four-dimensional. It's every prat in Klal Yisrael, mitchilas kol ha'doros ad sof kol ha'doros. And it's markedly so from Avos to Banim. And it's also a deher for people on a private level. People go through a lot of tapuchos in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans a person's life that there's machas hazmanim shana se'itim. There are natural tkufas of change. There's childhood. There's adolescence. There's adulthood. There's family. There's old age. There's a lot of tapuchos that are built in. And a lot of tapuchos that are shkocha. When a person evaluates himself, his life, in a cheshbon nefesh, a person needs to see the big hand from me'oidi ad hayom hazeh, and even further back, and understand what his avos did, and where he's gone to with it, and where his children will go with it. The hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, the understanding that there's one, there's a Yad Hashem that everything is part of, is dafka by looking at the multiplicity and complexity and the variations in a person's life, and the longer the life, the more of a chance he has to see it. Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti requires a fullness of tkufis, but more important, when a person is mizbeinim from Avram to Seif Kaladeris, there's a whole different deher to it. And a person's avoda is to be mekash himself to others. That when a person, when we declare our dehev HaKadosh Baruch as Hashem Echad, we don't say Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. We say Shema Yisrael. There's a kesher to Yisrael Sava, that's the sheirush of it. We're being mamshech a dehev Echad that came from others, and the yichud of saying Baruch Shem Kod Nachus Olam Ved, that in this world would be Megala Shem Kod Nachus Olam Ved, until there comes a time like when we've gone through all the Doris and all the pieces of the Doris are in place, that's when Hashem Echad will be Megala the Oldu Masayla. Yeah.